This is a full session with patient Carl, except that the verbal part of the therapy session, which always precedes the body part, is not included. This is because the verbal part, as with any patient, often includes personal information which is not directly germane to you as a listener of this tape, but would likely reveal things about who the person is or about what people he is interacting. For that reason, the verbal part of any session has not been recorded, only the body section has been recorded. During the course of the session, I will, on occasion, annotate elements that are about to appear. In addition to the annotation material, there are two things of which to take notice during the course of this session. The first is the change in the ah sound, which occurs periodically throughout the tape. No single indicator to a practicing therapist is of greater import during a session than the change in the tone or the character of the voice ah sound. You will note also that near the end of the session, I present an interpretation to Carl on the possible meaning of his failure to use his chest during the session. You would also note that I present this interpretation in a very tentative form. It is possible with this person that any interpretation, or the one I am about to give, constitutes too great a stressor for the system. By presenting the interpretation in a very tentative form, I allow the patient easily to reject the interpretation and thus to preserve the homeostasis. Later in this tape, we will be looking at a number of factors in this patient's performance. To start, I'd like to let you just listen to the first 5 minutes of the ah sound breathing. In doing so, notice that for the first minute, he takes 9 breaths. For the second and third minute, his breathing is slowed down to 7 breaths per minute. And by the fourth minute, it's 6 breaths per minute. This method is guaranteed to ensure that he will never hyperventilate. Ah. 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 Our patient is now breathing at a comfortable 6 breaths per minute. What I'd like to call to your attention now is that this patient is using a throat sound for both the inhale and the exhale. That is to say, during the inhale you can hear and during the exhale likewise you can hear a. In order to make that clearer, I'm going to boost the inhale and exhale breath sounds for 1 or 2 breaths. Here it is again. I'll artificially boost the inhale so you can hear the breath sound, and then artificially boost the exhale so you can hear the breath sound. Now I would like for a few breaths for you to focus on just the ah sound. This patient is making what is called an articulated ah sound. That is to say, the throat is closed and opened in order to create the sound, which occurs prior to the breath being allowed out. On the sounds of Reikian tape, you will hear the correct ah sound, which is soft, is not articulated, and is simply injected into the beginning of the breath.
Ah.
That last ah sound is a particularly clear example of the nature of an articulated sound. For comparison, I'm going to replay that same ah sound several times so that you can hear the articulation.
Ah. 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 Ah.
We are now about 11 minutes into the session. Though the change has been very slight, it was enough for me to hear that the ah sound has gradually softened, and perhaps the patient is ready now to begin an exercise.
Ah.
Jaw lift. Push, push, push.
Ah. 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 Ah.
The change in the ah sound now is very subtle, and it may or may not be possible for you to hear it. But in fact, he has now added a guttural to the end of his ah sound.
Ah.
Notice in the following breath that he has also started to exaggerate the exhale throat sound.
Ah. Ah.
Just to emphasize that increased throat sound on the exhale, I'm going to boost it for the next 3 or 4 breaths.
Ah.
Jaw right.
Notice that after I have the patient shift from jaw left to jaw right, that the exhale throat sound increases even more. This is an indication that this exercise for this patient is even more difficult than the jaw left exercise. In addition, you might notice that the ah sound changes markedly.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Jaw open. Notice in the following breaths the marked introduction of a guttural into the ah sound.
Ah. 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 Ah.
It may be slightly difficult to hear, but actually there is a marked introduction of an almost UGH sound following the ah sound on these exhales.
Ah.
In order to make clear to you this addition of a guttural sound, I'm going to take that last ah sound and split it into two parts, the ah part and the UGH part, so that you can hear each separately.
Ah.
All I did there was split the one sound into two parts based upon the waveform. I know that's difficult to hear, so I'll play each part and identify it. He starts with an ah sound as follows.
Ah.
Then he follows the ah with an all in the same breath, as follows.
Ah.
Now I'll replay the two sounds separated, and then play the sound put back together.
Ah.
And now the sound as he originally made it.
Ah.
Now let's return to the session.
Ah. 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 Ah.
without closing your mouth.
And lick the ceiling.
Now you closed your mouth.
Note the marked change in what follows in the ah sound.
Ah. Ah.
Could you hear the guttural there? I'll replay that last ah sound 3 times so you can pick up the guttural.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Keep going. I just want to point you out, your breathing has changed. You're no longer using the belly at all.
Ah.
Should be belly, chest.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Keep pulling that mouth open.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Relax tongue, relax jaw.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Now you stopped using your chest in your breathing. Belly, chest.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Stop using your chest again. I want you to give me a guess as to what you think you might be fending off. Just give me a guess.
Could be saying something.
Fending off saying something.
Yeah. Because I think I feel my mouth closing too. So if I hold my breath, I can be quiet.
Yes. Let's assume fending off saying something. Would that something be something assertive or something passive? Something hostile or something tender?
I guess it would be assertive.
Yes, it would be assertive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I know that that is not correct, that it is not something assertive? Simply because his ah sound at this point is actually much softer than it was the beginning of the session. If he were holding off saying something assertive, then his ah sound would be stronger and louder rather than softer and more gentle.
Okay, let's see how good your guess is. Breathe chest only.
I guess I'd better explain that. Why am I going along with him? If I think he's defending against saying something gentle, why am I going along with him saying it's something assertive? You'll find the answer on page 208 of the book, where I quote Reich that if defenses weren't necessary, they wouldn't be there. Here, Carl is using a defensive reaction formation, converting something into its opposite. So he's converting something tender into what he thinks is something assertive. Defenses wouldn't be there if they weren't necessary, and it's too early to challenge this defense.
See if you can find out what's in there.
Ah.
expand that chest.
Ah. 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 Ah.
As the patient at my suggestion, breathing chest only, attempts to discover what it is he might be fending off saying, note that there now becomes a major change in the ah sound.
Ah. Ah.
As you can clearly hear, the sound now, the ah sound, has become quite strong and in fact prolonged. So perhaps there is something assertive in that chest after all. We'll just wait and see. Breath, notice a major increase in the inhale throat sound, and that the ah sound now becomes almost painful.
Ah.
Notice also that the ah sound has now changed to an ah sound.
Any guesses as to what it was you didn't want to say?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
No guesses coming to my mind.
All right. That's fine. Normal breathing. Belly, chest.
Ah.
Note that when I return him to the normal belly, chest breathing, the sound changes back from the UHA to the AHA.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Do a little pressure in the chest and see what that brings out.
Ah! Ouch! Ow! 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 Ouch. 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 Oh. Ouch. Ow. Ouch. Ow, fuck. Ouch. Ow. Ow, gosh, that hurts. Oh. Ow. Ah. 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 Ow. Ah. Ouch. Ow. Ouch. Ow. Ah.
A lot more tenderness on the left than on the right, huh?
Ah. Maybe, yeah.
We should say a lot more tension, really, than the left and on the right.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Notice the marked change in the sound in the next several breaths. He is almost making a correct ah sound. After three breaths, the character reconstitutes itself, and he returns to the previous type of ah sound. Though still, it is softer and more of the appropriate ah sound than he had when he started the session.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
In the breaths that follow, our patient has now returned to the fully articulated ah sound. That is to say, his system has reconstituted itself from the stressor of my work on his chest. There is one more thing to point out at this time. You might recall at the beginning of the session how Carl slowed his breathing to where it was only 6 breaths per minute. Now he has slowed it yet more, and he's taking about 12.3 seconds per breath, or about 5 breaths per minute, as against the normal rate of 12 breaths per minute.
Again, you're barely using your chest. Really guarding in there. Try to focus on your chest. See if you can figure out what it is you're guarding against there.
Carl has now slowed his breathing yet again. His rate now is approximately 4 breaths per minute.
Ah.
Let me give you a suggestion, see how it plays. The chest is not, you're not guarding against something assertive in the chest, but something tender. And specifically, it has to do with me.
Ah.
This is an interpretation on my part. And given the character structure of this particular patient, it's actually quite gutsy. It turns out to have been correct, as he reports in the next session, which is not on tape.
Could it be that I'm yearning for some kind of understanding?
Excuse me?
Could it be that I'm yearning for some kind of understanding from you?
Well, I'd put it on the other side as a suggestion. It's not that you're yearning for it, it's that you perceived.
I perceived understanding.
You have received.
I have received understanding by you of me. And then the resultant feeling from that?
Would be?
It would be affection.
Affection, gratitude, tenderness?
Yeah, tenderness, yeah.
You think I'm off base? Think I'm correct, incorrect, don't know?
No, because, although I can't feel it, one of the thoughts was something like, haven't I worked awfully hard? And imagining your response.
You're saying you want recognition from me, recognition of your accomplishment, of your effort and accomplishment.
I don't know, maybe. It was a thought that occurred earlier.
Earlier, okay.
Yeah. And it would definitely make sense that I would also try to protect against a feeling of tenderness. You know, it rings true, but in my head.
Makes sense, but it doesn't have reality value for you yet, as
yeah,
you call it.
Yeah. I can't get it yet.
All right. That's fine. Just a suggestion. I mean, I'm right.
Right. Right. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
It'll make you hold your chest in.
Just all of a sudden. Can I go?
I'll stop the tape. You go ahead.
Okay.
Jaw in.
Notice in the breath that follows that he is now returned to a fully articulated sound. Oh.
Again, you're guarding in the chest. Jaw extended. Jaw out. Open your mouth, don't close it. Push, push, push. Okay, relax the jaw, drop your legs.
What follows is the post-session sense and feel, which is discussed several times in the book. In this particular instance, I provide a number of what I term soft character analytic interpretations, which appear to be correct, though only time will tell their effect. Because the microphone did not work well to pick up this verbal material, I have amplified all of the verbal responses in the following sense and feel report section.
That same expression, I think, in my mouth. Does it look like disdain?
Not this time. Doesn't look like disdain this time.
It seems to me like sadness. You know, like a baby that's sobbing.
That would make sense.
Seems, well, at least I'm noticing the that it's devoid of feeling in my upper chest. You know, even though I can feel it moving more. But it seems to be so devoid of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
With that kind of, you know, as I reach the top of the breath, I could feel the, you know, the same old tendency to hold that breath in the chest.
To hold it in the chest.
Yeah, to guard against.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let me recall to you last week, the week before, and the week before, this issue about struggling through life in self-abnegation.
Yeah. Yeah. So could that holding in of the chest be related to like holding myself on track?
Holding yourself what?
Holding myself like on track, or holding myself, you know, together, or in, holding myself in.
In is a much better word, yes. Yeah.
Holding myself in, yeah, physically so. In.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in.
Yes.
Literally all in.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So none of me gets out.
Right.
So like almost like I don't need to get out. I can live in. I can live inside myself.
Not only I can live, it's the only place I can live.
Huh.
That goes back to our discussion about body boundary and body space, or personal space.
Uh-huh. You mean that personal space of myself being the place where I contain myself?
Well, the issue came up in the sense of you being more open, and I was talking about,
yeah,
your
right.
personal space was opening,
right.
Yeah, to include more people within it, whereas before you excluded the whole world.
Right. Everything in total, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. But that was the only way you could continue to exist in that home life.
Right.
Was by, in essence, walling yourself off and just trudging through life, just one step in front of the other.
Yeah, absolutely. You feel some of my reaction, like during the time when you were working on the chest,
mm-hmm.
of the laughing, and, you know, sense that, or, you know, trying, I don't know, just the expression of like, yeah, I don't need to come out, you know, or, you know, like no matter what you do, I can stay in here, you know.
Okay. So you experience the pressure, not so much as pressure as an attack against which you had to defend the way you had to defend against mother.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because it's a physical attack. It's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my way of dealing with it.
Yes.
The main way of dealing with it.
Sure.
Whew. Oh, I gotta go again. Shit. Oh. Can I go?
Yeah, we're through, sure.
Okay.